Weston Whiteside from the Sam Rayburn Ivanhoe FFA chapter in the great state of Texas is an American Star in Agribusiness finalist. Weston, what does it mean? How do you feel to be a finalist in the American Star in Agribusiness?
It's basically something I never really expected to make it to. Like, whenever I started doing this in, like, whenever the Green Hand and stuff and kind of doing the little competitions for the Star, it was kind of like, okay, yeah, I'll do this because I do a lot of things for FFA. And then I started winning, and I was like, okay, I can kind of get the hang of this. And then I guess naturally when it came to do, like, my American degree, because I won my Lone Star, or I won the state degree, so, of course, when it came to do the American, I was like, yeah, might as well try. I mean, I've done good so far, so it's just kind of surreal to be, I mean, here. I mean, because I've been to national convention, but I've never walked the stage for national convention, so it's definitely different, but, I mean, it's not a place I'm not uncommon to.
Weston, tell me more about your SAE.
So my SAE was Whiteside Landscaping. It was a landscaping company that was started by my father when I was in sixth grade. And then when I became old enough to drive, I bought the business from my father, and I kind of just took it over. It was basically something that started out with, like, little postage stamp residential size yards that we've now grown to do Walmarts and Dollar Generals and Family Trees and whatnot, just become more of a commercial landscaping company. We offer all your basic needs, you know, mowing, blowing, edging. And then we've bumped everything up to, like, laying sod, tearing up your yard to redo your yard for sod. We do a little bit of, like, fertilizing. It's not the stuff you have to have a license for, but we do, like, flower beds and cleanups and tree trimming and just basically everything you can think of that you would do for a yard, we offer it. And then in the wintertime, since we don't get snow, but our grass doesn't grow, we hang Christmas lights on houses to that way we can keep a income coming in to pay for bills, because obviously grass doesn't grow, we can't make money. So we started incorporating that I think 4 or 5 years ago, and like I said, it's grown into something that's just booming. So right now it's just my brother taking care of the business because I'm in college in Missouri, so obviously I can't commute to Texas every day to go mow yards. So my brother's been handling the business, and I've been kind of more on the financial side of things. And it's been a team effort, but it's been fun. It's just been a little stressful, but it's been doable.
Starting a business so young can be challenging. What were your biggest learning moments throughout this project?
Messing up. I mean, everyone says, like, when you start a business, the only way to learn is by doing. And that's definitely something when it comes to a blue collar, like a more hands-on type of job, you come to figure out, because, I mean, if you don't do things and you don't experiment, you're not going to learn how to do them correctly. And obviously, when I was 16 years old and driving my brother and my dad's truck, you know, to a job, it was very intimidating and daunting, but I kind of just stepped up to the task. And yeah, we would mess up, but I would, you know, I'd call my dad and I would ask him, hey, what do you think about this? How should I do this? You know, hey, I just broke this. How do I fix this kind of thing? And, you know, he'd walk me through it. And then there were certain things that I just learned to do on the job that I feel like people who just starting out, you know, you could be 30 years old, you're not going to be as good of a landscaper as I am. You know, I've been doing it for almost 10 years and I'm 20 years old. So it's just an on the job learning and learning from your mistakes kind of thing.
At the convention, you're receiving your American degree as well as being a finalist for American Star in Agribusiness. This is going to be one of the last times you put on the FFA jacket. What has your experience in FFA meant to you?
I started FFA by showing pigs in sixth grade. And that's just kind of like, when I was obviously first starting out, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's cows and plows, you know, you're showing animals or you're showing, you know, ag mech projects. And, you know, that's kind of how I, especially where I was from, that's how I kind of grew up to think about it. And then we got a couple new ag teachers come in and they kind of showed us the whole, like, leadership development side and the career side. And it just kind of, like, opened up and broadened my horizons. And it's honestly something that I've learned to put inside of, like, my life now. Like, it's a part of me. Because it's just, I started doing it in sixth grade and now I'm a sophomore or junior in college, excuse me. And I mean, I still talk about it. When people ask me certain things, you know, I'm still explaining things in a way that I learned to do through different events in the FFA, like interviewing or just talking to people, which is obviously a key skill for this day and age. That's why when people are like talking or nervous about public speaking, you know, for like a public speaking class in college, I'm like, been there, done that, you know? So it's just something I've used basically every day of my life. Like I said, it's just become a part of me.
And you touched on it a little bit. What are some other skills that you gained through the FFA organization that you find yourself using on a daily basis?
So obviously public speaking is a big one. So the college I go to, it's a work for your tuition college. So we work for education. And we have a lot of tourists and visitors come talk to us at our different workstations. And I work at the feed mill, so we make all the feed for the animals on campus and on property. And we'll have people come up to us and ask us different questions. And, you know, a lot of my coworkers kind of like, hey, can you go do this kind of thing? Because they know I can, you know, and they didn't grow up doing things, kind of things I did. So, I mean, I've just kind of taken it from that aspect and, you know, learned how to, you know, talk to people, especially grown-ups. You know, whenever you're 17 years old and you can hold a steady conversation with a 35 or 40-year-old man, it's just, it's something that they look at you and you're like, that's not something you should be able to do. So public speaking, job interviews, that's been a big one. I own my own business, but I had to do a couple side gigs when I was younger. And I would come in and I would interview, like, you know, I know what I'm doing. And they're like, how old are you? I'm, you know, 16. Like, what? That's not what you expected, you know? So public speaking, interviews, just people skills, really, which is huge today. Because everyone's stuck in their phones and on social media and no one knows how to, you know, kind of get their point across, you know, if they get into an argument or they're trying to prove their point, you know, people will show one little bit of, they'll try and disprove them and then they can't prove their own point. So basically just people skills in general has been one of the main key takeaways from the FFA.
Weston, obviously you've gained a plethora of experience through completing this SAE project, and it's prepared you very well for your future. What's next for you?
So when I graduate college, I'm going to college for ag business. That's what I'm studying right now. When I graduate, I'm going to come back and take over the landscaping company, obviously. And I'll work on expanding that to even bigger heights and newer reaches. But to be honest with you, I really don't know. I'm going to do the landscape company until I find something else to do. You know, my main thing is I like to make money and I like to be outside. So like, who knows? It could go anywhere.
Finally, Weston, you're a young entrepreneur, right? A young business owner. What advice do you have for younger FFA members or young people who are looking to get started in ag business?
Don't stop, because you're going to get going. You're going to find a bump in the road and you're like, man, this sucks. I don't want to keep doing this. And I promise you, if you keep going, it'll work out. Especially if you have the right people around you and the right support, you can't be stopped once you get going. And it is going to suck. There are going to be times when you're down in the dumps and you're just like, man, I don't want to get up and at 5 a.m. and go, you know, lay sod. You know, no one wants to do that, you know, or any, whatever you're doing in your life. But showing that you can do that and being able to do that from a young age shows a lot of perseverance and traits of hard work. And that will pay off when you get older. It's done it for me. I'm here. You know, I never expected to be here. But it's just been basically keep working hard. Don't stop and just push through whatever you're going through at the time.
Weston Whiteside is a Texas native and member of the Sam Rayburn Ivanhoe FFA chapter, and he is a finalist for the American Star in Agribusiness. With National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.